Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 44, Scene 3. Krishna speaks sweetly to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda were also living in Mathura because Krishna and Balaram were there. But after some time, they wanted to go back to Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram went before them and very feelingly and affectionately embraced Nanda and Yashoda, and Krishna began to speak as follows. My dear father and mother, although I was born of Vasudev and Devaki, you have been our real father and mother, because from our very birth and childhood, you raised us with great affection and love. Your affectionate love for us was more than anyone can offer one's own children. You are actually our father and mother because you raised us as your own children at a time when we were just like orphans. For certain reasons, we were rejected by Vasudev and Devaki, and you protected us. My dear father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda, I know you will be feeling separation by returning to Vrindavan and leaving us here. But please be rest assured that I shall be coming back to Vrindavan just after giving some satisfaction to my real father and mother, Vasudev and Devaki, my grandfather Ugrasena, and other relatives and family members. Thus, Krishna and Balaram satisfied Nanda and Yashoda with sweet words and by presentation of various clothing, ornaments, and properly made utensils. As fully as possible, Krishna and Balaram satisfied them, along with their friends and neighbors who had come with them from Vrindavana to Mathura. On account of his excessive parental affection for Balaram and Krishna, Nanda Maharaj felt tears in his eyes, and he embraced them, and then started with the cowherder men back to Vrindavan. Thus ends Chapter 44, Scene 3. Krishna speaks sweetly to Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.